New from Send Me to Sleep. Step into the pastoral world of Elizabeth Gaskell's North and South. Margaret Hale, a spirited young woman from the genteel South, finds herself transplanted to the bustling northern town of Milton. There, she encounters John Thornton, a self-made cotton mill owner, a man forged in the fire of ambition and hardened by circumstance. Their worlds may be as different as silk and soot, yet an undeniable attraction sparks between them, drawing them into an entangled dance of fiery debates and simmering emotions. Gaskell's words weave a tapestry of Victorian England, where the churn of industry sounds like a distant hum that is the backdrop of this story. Gaskell's prose flows like a languid river, carrying you past cobbled streets and smoke-plumed factories, all the while revealing what lies in the hidden depths of the hearts of these characters. Here's a short preview of what you can expect. "Edith," said Margaret gently. "Edith." But as Margaret half suspected, Edith had fallen asleep. She lay curled up on the sofa in the back drawing room in Harley Street, looking very lovely in her white muslin and blue ribbons. If Titania had ever been dressed in white muslin and blue ribbons and had fallen asleep on a crimson damask sofa in a back drawing room, Edith might have been taken for her. Margaret was struck afresh by her cousin's beauty. They had grown up together from childhood, and all along, Edith had been remarked upon by everyone, except Margaret, for her prettiness. But Margaret had never thought about it until the last few days, when the prospect of soon losing her companion seemed to give force to every sweet quality and charm which Edith possessed.